South Korea says it will withdraw its workers from a joint industrial zone, severing a major source of revenue for North Korea after weeks of war talk and antagonism by the North. Alistair Wanklin is monitoring the story from Tokyo.
South Korea's government said it's pulling out the 175 or so managers at factories they run inside North Korea, effectively pulling the plug on a joint project that nets the North about $90 million in wages annually. Pyongyang pulled its workers from the site weeks ago and banned South Korea from resupplying its nationals there with food. Meanwhile, military exercises continue today in South Korea involving U.S. troops. North Korea cites that as one reason why it won't consider talks right now. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff continued a visit to Japan. General Martin Dempsey reaffirmed Washington's commitment to protecting Japan and other U.S. treaty partners against threats from North Korea. Japan's defense minister said tensions remain high over North Korea's recent apparent preparations to launch short and mid-range missiles. But as time goes by, some analysts are coming to believe Pyongyang has reconsidered, given the international repercussions a launch might have. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.